This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Tribal Law and Order Act was passed in 2010 to reduce crime on tribal lands and address substance abuse. As Matt Laszlo reports, U.S. senators recently held a hearing examining the law.
The Tribal Law and Order Act, or TLOA, was sweeping in its scope and sought to give tribes more jurisdictional power as well as encourage more cross-governmental communications. The act led to a better understanding of the problem of substance abuse, according to Mirtha Beadle. She's with the Mental Health Services Administration.
We have developed and are completing a multi-agency comprehensive report on the scope of Indian alcohol and substance abuse problems.
The bill succeeded in helping tribal law officials increase their jurisdiction by helping them to become cross-deputized. All of these efforts have been aided by more coordinated information sharing between departments, according to Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs, Larry Roberts.
Today, tribes and BI agencies electronically provide data to FBI's Uniform Crime Report data collection process.
While all of this is encouraging, there's still work to do, according to Glenn Gobin, the vice chairman of the Tulalip Tribes of Washington.
But with 835 arrests this year alone, and 60% of those arrests being non-Indian, we still need legislation that will allow tribes to prosecute non-Indians for crimes committed on the reservation in order to truly make our communities safe.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says more can be done to increase coordination.
The issue of justice for our First Peoples is one that is a big deal. And we need to be working hand in glove with the administration, with the states, with the tribes.
In the 5 years since the Tribal Law and Order Act passed, things are working the way they were intended, but there's still a lot of work to do to decrease crime on reservations. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Advocates for Native women and children are rallying in front of the U.S. Supreme Court today as arguments begin in the case Dollar General Corporation versus Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians. It involves an alleged sexual assault of a young tribal member working at a Dollar General store. Justices will decide whether non-Indians can be sued in tribal court, while advocates, including the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center, say the case threatens the safety of Native women and children nationwide. First Nations leaders in Canada say they're hopeful about a new relationship with the government following a speech by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. More from Dan Karpinchuk.
The reason for the optimism comes after the government said it would work to implement all 94 recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That commission spent years exploring the dark legacy of the former residential school system, in which thousands of Native children were forced to leave their homes to attend church-run, government-funded schools, but many were physically, sexually, or emotionally abused. Another issue mentioned in the throne speech will be an inquiry into missing and murdered Aboriginal women and girls, and a hope to bring in a new era of mutual cooperation and respect with Canada's Aboriginal people. Perry Bellegarde is the National Chief of Canada's Assembly of First Nations. He was pleased with what he heard.
You talked about the importance of education for every First Nations child, which also means, yes, math and science, but language and culture is part of that. They talked about the inquiry into missing, murdered Indigenous women and girls. Very powerful. That has to get started. They talked about the calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Very important. Again, the implementation of that. But really important is the nation-to-nation relationship, the rights recognition, the respect for rights. Very important to begin work on that. And then as well, the involvement in resource development, you know, the regulatory piece, having Indigenous peoples involved.
As part of the new government's commitment, Prime Minister Trudeau is to speak at a special assembly of chiefs in Ottawa. It begins on Tuesday. I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation is accepting artwork and reservations for the Alaska Native Art Auction, taking place February 18, 2016 in Anchorage, Alaska. Over 400 business leaders and executives attend this annual event. Proceeds benefit Kiwanis News programming. Learn more at knba.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.